Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. Little Heartland Rock and Roll. R-O-C-K and the USA. Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend Sean Murphy, the author of The Optimistic Workplace, switchandshift.com. Is that the word and? Switchandshift.com is the website, so check that out. And his book is available wherever books are sold. Sean's been helping us understand, folks, how to get to motivate our employees, how to help them find meaningful and productive work with us, how to make sure that we don't start off on the wrong foot and that we stay on the right foot. But it's got to come down to performance eventually, though, Sean, right? I mean, we're all here to produce. And how do we blend all this together to make sure the company is the beneficiary of all this?
Yeah, I would just say something slightly different, that what you're looking for is mutually beneficial outcomes. So, you know, it used to be that I gave you time for money. Now it's like, yeah, I'm going to give you time for money, but I also want something in return. And that is growth, opportunities to work on important projects, whatever that happens to be. But I think the key part here that you talked about is, look, it's nice to have meaningful work, and I think we all need to be able to have those conversations with our employees about what that looks like, but then we also need to have the performance conversation. And that conversation goes two ways. Hey, things are going great, and give examples. Here's what I like about what you're doing. These are the outcomes that you're hitting, and this is really important for these reasons. So keep it clear why what they're doing matters, and why what they're doing is helping the business or the team.
And if I could say something to millennials here, and I know they roll their eyes probably if they're still listening, that's something to say so on the right. But the thing is, sometimes millennials think whenever you and I are having that kind of a conversation with them, that there's tension, there's conflict, and we're just trying to help them get better. They don't need to be. They shouldn't feel like there's some kind of, sometimes we do lower our eyebrows, right? Sometimes we do have to say, oh, look, I've told you about this, and you know, I've told you about this before, and you did it again. Sometimes we have to lower our eyebrows and put our daddy voice in gear, right? But most of the time, it's just a matter of you know, just getting them, moving them along a little bit, and they need to not take that in a negative way, and sometimes they do. You seen this?
Oh, absolutely, and I think, you know, it's hard to get that kind of feedback saying, hey, you missed the mark, what are we going to do about it? Mm-hmm. And I think as long as the conversation is threefold, one is, here's where it went wrong, here's the impact, and then what are we going to do about it? You got to have that, what are you going to do about it? And then actually I'll add a fourth piece, and this is probably where a lot of us miss it when we're having these performance-related conversations, and that is, these are the consequences if you don't fix this. I'm here to help you, but I need to make sure that you recognize that these are the consequences if we don't.
Yeah.
If you don't make these goals, or if you don't change your behavior.
And those are the kind of conversations they typically, I mean, I've had those conversations, and they get real animated, and they want to leave that meeting as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Well,
and the reason I'm bringing that up, Sean, is because as the manager, I want to feel that I got through to them and that they're saying, "Yes, I get it, boss." When them trying to leave makes me wonder if they actually did.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's not a comfortable situation, but you can't stop. That can't prevent a good leader from having the conversation.
It has to happen. Okay. And the two parties, right? All generations of workers and all generation of managers have to meet in the middle, don't they?
Yeah, they do. You know, what I would say to
30 seconds.
Help them understand how this is going to benefit them in the long run. So make that part of the conversation.
I like that. And but you probably, for the different generations, you probably need to have a little, you probably need to explain it differently. Same message, but maybe with a little different approach. What do you think?
Sure. Yeah, I think that makes sense. You know, especially if we're talking about a generation, a younger generation that's still learning a lot about the way of the world of business and how to lead people and how to manage effectively.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to give them more context, a little bit more coaching, as opposed to someone like you and I. You know,
hey, Sean, I got to wrap it up. Switchandshift.com is the website. Come back and see us real soon, Sean.
All right.
I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.